Good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Garrett Bake, your brother in arms, and welcome to another episode of The Phoenix Project. Today's topic, permission. So, I have a morning routine, or a semi-morning routine. For those of you with kids, you know how that works and sometimes doesn't work. But I like to get up early enough to where I've got time for me. Time for me to get my stuff done, to get myself centered, to get all the basic things in their place in my life. And then get the kids up and start moving out throughout the day. Well, this morning, I got up super early, got some studying done, got my things done, and woke up the kids. Now, my oldest two kids, who are 14 and 16, are in cross country. And they just switched from afternoon practice to morning practice. Now, I live in Arizona, so I don't know why you would want to have cross country practice in the afternoon when it's 109 or 115. But that's what they were doing. So they just switched to morning practice, which means I got to get them to school by 6 o'clock, which means they got to get up early. So waking them up early, and those of you that have children know how much they really enjoy getting up early. For those of you that don't, you remember how much you really enjoyed getting up early. So I'm getting up early, and my 16-year-old, like, literally, it was a switch. As soon as I woke him up, the cranky, crabby attitude started. I don't want to get up. This is stupid. You know, and I go on and on and on. You guys have all dealt with this. And this morning, I felt like dumping a bucket of water on him. Cold ice water, just white, right on his head. Just, here you go. Good morning, son. And so this attitude that he had continued, right? And I'm like, good dad, just keep the peace, keep it inside, be cool. And he just keeps egging on. His sister starts talking back to his mom. And I'm like, God, I just want to choke you, put you to sleep for a little bit. Ah, can't do that. So I'm driving him to school, and I'm like, hey, what are you excited about today? What are you, you know, looking forward to this week? And it is a crabby attitude. Nothing. I don't know. And as I'm watching this, I'm thinking of myself when I was that age, because I did the same damn thing. Sorry, mom. Sorry, dad. I know I caused more than a few gray hairs for you. But, you know, I continued, dropped him off at school, said, I love you, you know, sent him on his way. And as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, what can I do to change this? What can I do that would better this situation? Because I've tried for 16 years to be the dad that tells him what he's going to do. The dad that forces him into certain situations. The dad that makes him do the things that he doesn't want to do. And I was like, that hasn't worked out real well, because our relationship is probably not where it needs to be right now. So as I'm driving back, I'm thinking, what can I do? And I realized that I was looking for an answer outside. I was looking for someone else to tell me or give me the magic pill or the potion that was going to make things better. Bullcrap. Not going to happen. The only way for me to get what I want out of our relationship is for me to take the action, right? So what does that mean? That means that I don't need permission from someone else to tell me what to do or how to do it to improve my relationship with my kids, my son primarily. So I said, what can I do that could start to better the situation? And you know what? It was super simple. I was like, when I get them up in the morning, I'm going to start with a hug for every single one of them, start with a smile for every single one of them, and start with a kiss for every single one of them. Now, for some of you, this may seem overly lovey-dovey, touchy-feely. For others of you, you're like, I've been doing this for years. Doesn't matter. The point is, where in your life have you been waiting for permission to get something done instead of taking the action, right? Permission's never going to come. It's just not going to come. So it's up to you to take the action to get what you want out of life. So, brothers and sisters, for more information, go to realtalkforrealheroes.com, and we'll see you on the next one.